Dante Conley never thought she had a dangerous job. As a general surgeon, she had plenty of high-pressure cases and crazy days. She was well acquainted with illness, suffering, and death. But her job wasn't inherently risky. Then last spring, COVID-19 came along.
When I would go into the hospital and come home and strip in the garage and take a shower before I came upstairs to be with the family as though I were the problem.
She even considered moving into the basement to protect her husband and two young sons from the exposure she faced every day, working on the front lines.
It just turned out to be unsustainable. That was when people thought there would be a quick end to things.
Since then, life has settled into an unsteady new normal, with extra safety precautions, PPE, and now the first wave of vaccines for healthcare workers. Dr. Conley is back into a routine at the hospital, more or less. Her family has even started venturing out a bit, going to strictly regulated swim and karate sessions. And yet, being a surgeon and being a mom looks nothing like it did a year ago. The pandemic has been compared to a lot of things, to a raging wildfire, a marathon with no end. Sometimes my own life feels like one of those wobbly houses my three-year-old builds with her blocks, as if one false move would bring the whole thing crashing down. And yet beneath the daily stress is an underlying sense of how lucky we are, of how much harder others have been hit. Dr. Conley has seen it up close.
There's a body count, and it's high. So yeah, as long as those of us who can keep everything in balance hold on, my hope is that we'll get to a place when we can really look at restoring folks who've lost insurmountably.
For healthcare workers, it's not just about fighting a virus, but also all the other health issues that have been shoved aside by the virus. That's especially true in Alaska, where people pride themselves on being self-sufficient.
You know, Alaskans are such incredibly hard workers. You know, you think about the people that you know who've got 3 years of firewood laid up well in advance. But the double-edged sword on the preparedness and I'll do it myself angle is, of course, that people seek care late.
That makes it way harder to treat things like cancer or trauma injuries. And COVID has only magnified the problem, making it easier for people to skip doctor visits or ignore troubling symptoms. With the patients Dr. Conley does see, the interactions are very different. She can't touch them unless absolutely necessary. Her face is hidden behind safety glasses and a mask, physical barriers that help keep everyone safe, but also make it hard to form a human connection. She recalled a 9-year-old girl she was about to take into the operating room for a hernia repair.
And she said, "But you can't do that." I said, "Okay, tell me why." And she said, "I haven't seen your face." And I said, "All right, love, well, hold your breath." You know, and I held my breath and brought the mask down far enough that she could see me. And we just stared at each other like people for a minute. And then she nodded and I put the mask back up. And she was fine. She said, "Okay, yeah, it makes sense."
While Dr. Conley takes care of her patients, her husband, Caleb, watches their children. A full-time dad, he keeps them fed and exercised, helps with homework and Lego castles. Where they used to have school, activities, and babysitters, now it's just him.
The consequences of a bad day now feel like they reverberate for longer because, you know, my family doesn't have a lot of options. They can't just suddenly choose to hang out with other people. And my husband can't have a day that totally burns him out and then just take the kids to our friends and do a swap for childcare for the day or anything of that sort.
But on the horizon, she sees hope. Dr. Conley received her full vaccinations recently, and with them, a sense that the pandemic's end may be in sight, that maybe someday soon she could fly to Seattle to visit family, have friends over for dinner, hug a patient after an intense surgery, that with a little more sacrifice on the part of everyone, we will all be okay. For KUEC, I'm Molly Redig.